Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Yes.
We're bringing you Clippers news 3 days a week.
Hell yeah.
You know, whether there's a lot of news, whether there's a little news.
And there's a little bit of both of that today, I feel like.
That's true. We're going to be kicking things off with a little, what could have been, I suppose, if the Western Conference Finals would have started today, as they would have been slated to.
Yeah, we're recording it on what would have been day one of the Clippers' march to the finals.
Let me tell you one thing. If Built Bar was in my corner when these things started...
Oh, we would have been fine.
I think we'd be good to go.
Yeah, no sweat.
Make sure to check out BuiltBar.com, proud Absolutely. Sponsor of the show. But we're going to be talking about some possible matchups, basically through the playoffs and into kind of the inevitable Western Conference Finals, I feel like.
Yeah.
We can discuss if you think there's any other option, but I think it's pretty consensus. And then Bleacher Report went ahead and did a fantasy league. They named GMs for each of the 30 teams. I don't know. They made some trades. I don't know if I would have done them.
They ruined the Los Angeles Clippers. This person ruined the Clippers, I would say.
So we're going to be talking about that as well. And then we're going to be wrapping up with some shavings. The Clippers will not be opening their facilities. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. Lou has doesn't drink beer, has a very interesting beer choice.
It's so weird.
Just whatever else is kicking around on the shavings drawer, we'll discuss all of that. So stay tuned for all of that and more coming up right about now.
So, in an ideal world, we would be recording this after the Clippers had just won the first game of the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Which is what would have happened.
Wow.
Would have been a great Sunday night.
Yeah.
Would have cracked a couple Budweisers and the Chick Hearn. Would have been a good time. But Western Conference Finals would have started today. It has to, inevitably, it felt like just a collision course of Clippers Lakers.
I think.
And it seemed, in a way that seemed, as the season went on, surprising, I think, from how well the Lakers may have been doing, record wise, from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was a little surprised that they were one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I could see that.
But it just, like, part of me had some questions that maybe it was going to be a little more open than we had thought. I had some tepid optimism, as I think most Clippers fans did. But it really seemed like, you know, let's pretend we're getting to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, because I think that race... I mean, I feel like the Western Conference Finals is all but a lock. If anybody feels like that's incorrect, go ahead and get at us.
We would love to discuss it.
At Locked On Clips, because we would love to know if you think somebody does pose a serious threat.
A true threat.
To the Lakers, or there's a dark seed that we're overlooking that could make it all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, and we mean like a true seven-game threat, not a... You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to actually fathom any other team's beating the Clippers or Lakers on the way to the Western Conference Finals in a seven-game series.
I just feel like in seven games, the division of talent starts to become too great. These
Absolutely.
Are both teams that are, like, constructed pretty well, 10 yeah. guys out. One better than the other.
One of them much better than the other, which is the Clippers, of course.
Yeah. But let's look at the run-up to that, because that's fun. So possible first-round matchups, most likely.
This is just if the season would have stopped when it stopped.
Yeah, yeah. So most likely, we'd be looking at Lakers versus Memphis. Yeah. Clips, your beloved Clips, would be taking on the Mavs.
Which, hey, no problem with that.
And then rounding out, I mean, the rest of these teams, you know. Denver would be taking on Houston, and Utah would be taking on OKC. So let's look at the two LA teams first. I mean, those are the only important ones.
Clippers, this is a sweep or five games.
Versus Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we met twice in the regular season, won both games. One was closer.
Had the psychological advantage in the preseason as well, with Terrence Mann getting all up in Luka Doncic's face.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe we got destroyed in that game, but that, you know, it was preseason.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is down a big.
Yeah.
And...
They maybe get one. Like, I can see them maybe getting one. Because it's Luka. Like, there's this Luka factor.
To me, it's the classic gentleman sweep where I think we win the first two at home. We maybe drop the first game in Dallas.
And then it's just like...
And then we take care of business and close it out.
Go to bed. Like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
It's hard to see this going further than five.
it's really hard for me to see this one going further than five, and I think five is maybe even a little generous.
Oh, maybe it's only going three.
The NBA, Clips in three.
The NBA is like, Clips we're, do- we're done with this. We're
Clips
done
in three.
This. And then we have Lakers-Memphis, which, like, there is one interesting game on here.
Well, so it's interesting.
Their meetings in the regular season.
It's interesting that they have split this series.
Yes.
Oh, no, they haven't. They've only lost one.
Yeah, sorry. We split the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was us.
You got us.
They only dropped one game to Memphis, but it was...
They dropped it.
It was, yeah, an 88-105 loss with both Anthony Davis and LeBron James playing. Sure, it was the second time they played the Memphis in a week, but...
That game was the ice tub, and the Lakers were Joakim Noah. That game,
just getting sliced,
just
open.
Getting sliced open. But that's a sweep. Like,
I think that is most likely a sweep.
That's most likely a sweep.
I think that's most likely a sweep.
No disrespect at all to the young upstart Grizzlies. We love the Grizzlies on this pod, but
yeah, like the Grizzlies.
There is the playoff switch.
Like the Grizzlies, like to hate the Grizzlies.
Absolutely, in a fun way.
Yeah,
but there, you know, there is that switch that LeBron flips. Some say it's a pro, some say it's a con, but there absolutely is a switch.
And I just defensively, I just don't see them being able to slow down the Lakers enough to really make this a series.
Yeah. Anthony Davis will put up, you know, like 12 and 10, very respectable numbers.
No, he's very modest, yeah, in this. He's very modest. Restrained.
Yeah,
But yeah, I think they take this one. It'd be cool to see Memphis, you know, snag a game.
But yeah, it'd be cool. Yeah, the gentleman's sweep, that win for Memphis would be cool.
Yeah.
Then Denver versus Houston. This is a season series that was tied 2-2. Two such different styles of basketball and the same kind of level of elite talent disparity, I feel like.
I gotta be honest, though. I think if you're Houston, this is a fucking nightmare matchup.
Sure, but also maybe for Denver, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
It's a toss-up to me.
That's fair. It definitely is a toss-up. I just feel like with Houston's new like reliance on their system, I think that they're hemorrhaging almost as many points as they're scoring.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Though they do have the better shooters, and they, I don't know, like the Denver does have the continuity. This one is
Denver
really
has the home crowd.
This one is really, really a toss-up for me. So we'll actually, in our second round matchups, be looking at both of them versus the team that they would face.
Yeah, because the next matchup is Utah versus OKC. Honestly, neither of these teams are posing any true threat at all. The season series was tied 1-1. It's like Utah beat them the first day of the season. Either one of these teams is getting murked in the second round.
Either one of these teams is getting murked in the second round. Do you give an advantage to one over the other? I would maybe
OKC
lean...
OKC because Shea plays on their team.
I was going to say, I'd lean OKC because of Shea, because of Chris Paul. And Utah just has trouble creating offense.
Yeah.
And
one thing going, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, second round, we have the Lakers versus, let's say, OKC, right?
Yeah.
Just to give credit to Shea.
Well, Lakers versus, yeah, it could go either way, but we'll go, yeah, let's say it's OKC.
And then we have the Clippers versus, man, I'll tell you which one I definitely want to avoid.
Yeah, we'll look at breakdowns of both of these, because I just, this one is too close
for me.
Yeah,
let's see the Lakers one. The Lakers one real quick. The Lakers advance no matter what.
The Lakers were,
like, truly
advance past the second round no matter what.
Easy. Yeah, like, if it's between Utah, I mean, I just don't. That's not...
The only way I think Utah can even make this a fight is if they can just keep Anthony Davis out of the paint the entire time.
Gobert
with Rudy
has to
Gobert.
Have the best season series of his life, which he could have.
And even that, I think best case scenario, they're taking it to six or maybe seven games.
He's still got to stop LeBron, yeah. And then if it's OKC, it's like... I mean, it's just... It's too top-heavy.
Yeah, I mean, dynamic guards, I guess, pose a little bit of a problem defensively for the Lakers.
For sure.
No discredit to any Avery Bradley fans out there who listen to the pod.
Oh,
you know,
no,
he's
no,
locking
no.
everybody up,
yeah,
apparently.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
But I still don't think it's enough. It's just still not enough.
And then we have Clippers versus, let's say it's Denver.
Let's go Denver first.
A little scared of this one.
This one is interesting. We split this series, sure. The first one, though, was before the trade deadline. I think Mo Harkless had, like, 0 points. And then we just absolutely stomped them.
Yeah, we killed them in February.
In February, before the season came to an unfortunate end. You might have heard of it.
It didn't come to an end.
Well, it came to a pause.
Brief respite.
An impasse.
A brief respite.
An impasse, if you will. yeah, 103 to 132. We just absolutely stomped them.
Yeah.
This one... Maybe I'm still not giving Denver enough credit. I did in the first round, but I just don't see this going too long. Like,
that's fair. Do you think
6 games tops?
Looking at the other one, what do you think about Clippers versus Houston? Because that's the one that I want no part of.
Oh my God.
From a pure stress level, anxiety, drinking level, all that. Like,
there's just the history. Of these two, I gotta be honest. Like, for the narrative and for everything, I would kind of prefer actually to play Houston,
just to get over it.
Yeah,
which we do. So I think
we got to get past this hurdle in the
second
round.
And like,
I absolutely
we get past
think
it,
we do.
And then we get to the Western Conference Finals, where look, the Lakers have absolutely no answer for Kawhi. He averages 31 a game against him.
Yeah, we have no answer for Avery Bradley.
I mean, that's really what it hinges on. But in the Western Conference Finals, it's like Clippers in 6.
Whew, I love that.
Like,
I got chills.
It's just Clippers and 6.
I got chills.
I don't know. Like, it might be a hard 6, but it's still 6.
Do you think, you know, Clippers are technically playing away every single game?
Oh, well, you know. No, I think it's just like, it doesn't, I mean, we're a deeper team.
Just from what we saw in the regular season.
It took the best game of Avery Bradley's entire season to beat us out. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Clippers and 6 is really...
They haven't even seen our full hand. That the game, the Avery Bradley game, we weren't... Vogel was using a shorter bench. Vogel was using a playoff rotation.
Yeah.
In those... Both of those in the last 2 games.
Yeah.
And, like, Doc wasn't showing his hand. You know, we talk a bunch of shit about, like, what do we really learn about new teams in the playoffs, but there's some wrinkles you might not see if some coaches don't want you to see. I think Doc's one of those coaches.
That's true.
Who saw Vogel being like, you're playing your playoff rotation? Fine.
That's true. I mean, and we could also...
We literally can't afford to play our playoff rotation, but we'll let you... You know what I mean? Like,
and this could be one of those matchups where we could move a little bit away from the dependence on Lou.
Yeah.
Trez. Yeah, because, I mean, that was definitely an issue in that last game.
For sure.
That we didn't end up losing. No, not to disparage Lou, obviously. It's just, you know, it's a matchup thing. Playoffs are a matchup-based thing.
How many games do you think it goes before the Clippers go to the finals?
I mean, I got to go based off of our season record, and it's 6 games.
6 games, there you go. Let us know if you think it's less than 6. Be great. Realistically, it seems like 6, though.
You don't think they can take it to 7? You don't think the Lakers can push them to 7?
Not at all.
I kind of don't either.
I don't either. Coming up after this, we're going to be looking at the Bleacher Report butchering of the Clippers roster with their fantasy thing. But first, Will, you've been yapping my ear off.
Oh, yeah. So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you guys got to check out Built Bar. They're a huge sponsor of the show. And actually, they're really good, too.
Yeah, they taste. It's a good time.
The bars are really good. Protein bar. It does taste like a candy bar. They got a bunch of great flavors. They're super healthy, so they're great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight. You can even bulk up. You need to eat quite a few.
Oh, yeah. Eat a lot.
But you can bulk up with them. 20 grams clean protein, which is essential. Clean protein is very important to me. But anyways, Built Bar is actually paired with us, and they're offering a special promo to our listeners. So if you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll actually get $10 off your first order. That's use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your first order at builtbar.com.
Hello. Welcome back to Clippers Locked On edition.
That's right.
Oh, man. There's a Bleacher Report Fantasy League going on right now. It seems like a very good time. They're using all the NBA teams. There's been like 50 trades or something like that. But in this dearth of true information to highlight, we're going to be looking at the final and what the Clippers roster looks like right now.
Yeah.
For this team. And it is horrible, I would say.
Yeah.
There were some absurd trades. Leo Sefcovic is in charge over Bleacher Report. He's in charge of the Clippers roster.
Are you going to say stick to the keys?
Oh, I'm not. But we're going to look at the current roster is Devontae Graham, Lou Williams, Amir Coffey, Reggie Jackson, Matt Thomas at guards. So there's been some changes.
Yes.
Forwards, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Cody Martin, Trez listed as a forward, which is wrong. Jermichael Green, Marcus Morris, Jonathan Miley, Patrick Patterson. The centers, Andre Drummond, Joakim Noah. To get Andre Drummond, Sepkowitz traded Bev, Zoo, and Magruder for Drummond and a first from OKC.
So first we got to talk about what, I mean, Drummond, there were definitely some rumblings about at the deadline.
So happy we didn't get Andre Drummond.
Yeah, Bev, Zoo, and Magruder seems like way too much for me. Even considering you're getting a first, it's from OKC.
It's an OKC
first. We get our old first back.
It just doesn't. I'll tell you what, it makes me really happy we didn't trade for Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I mean,
this team is
this
worse.
Still, I don't think the numbers, the contracts, I still don't think work out on this.
Yeah, but it's fantasy time. It's a good time.
I don't know. To me, that's way too much to give up. Also, having Montrez listed as a forward, I think, is downright disrespectful.
He just plays all of his minutes at center.
It's disrespectful.
And you can't play him on the floor with another center is the other thing either.
It's disrespectful.
We got an argument with our friend Pat, who was trying to say that you could play Andre Drummond and Montrezl Harrell at the same time.
It'd be a disaster.
It'd be horrible. It doesn't
work. Look, we've seen it, all right? You know what? We were high on hope. We clamored for some possible Zubats Trez minutes in a large lineup.
Yeah.
It don't work.
it truly doesn't at all. The Devontae Graham thing is interesting. I'm not entirely sure how they got Devontae Graham. I'm not sure we would have traded the Hornets because we still keep Kawhi and PG. Yeah. I do like that the core guys are kept. Like, everyone other than Bev, who's a core guy, was kept.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't love this guard lineup. I like that we still have Reggie, but I don't know. Lou Will...
I feel bad because, like, the Clippers roster is, like, so solid that if I was in a fantasy league like this, I would just be like, honestly, I think I'm going to keep it the same. I'd be the worst owner in this league because I'd be like, I don't know, Zoo's pretty good.
I'm with you at this one. Like, this used to be, for the couple years leading up to this, a conversation we would have daily, like, you know, upgrading this roster, things we could do, moves we would make. At this point, man, I don't even want to entertain other ideas.
If I had to,
I want to see what we got just working.
So if I had to assume, to get Devontae Graham, he dealt Sham, Terrence, and then maybe a pick.
So, trash.
I mean, I don't know why either side does that trade.
Yeah.
Because if you're the Hornets, you love Devontae Graham.
Yeah.
This guard lineup would be hurt. This guard lineup, the only thing I like about it is that Reggie Jackson's still there to be with Lou Williams. I've been thinking about how much we've watched Lou Williams have to play out of position these last two seasons as the true number one.
Yeah.
For what his game is now.
He's crushed it.
Like, he's crushed it having to play out of position for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, it's just phenomenal to see how much better and unlocked he can still look with an actual one next to him.
Yeah. I mean, in the minutes we saw him and Reggie together, it was definitely a great improvement. But, I mean, I think that with this current roster of guards, the Bleacher Report one, I think that you have to start Lou Williams next to Devontae Graham. I mean, unless you think Amir Coffey or Matt Thomas is ready to pop into that spot.
Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee, as Carl Tart would say. No, Amir Coffey, maybe not ready to start in the NBA yet. I do like his game, but I'm not sure if it's starting for the Clippers in this scenario. No, this team drops a bunch of games.
Yeah.
It's horribly weak defensively at center and at guard.
Yeah, I'm also...
Like, Drummond is good, but he's old good. He's old center good.
I just don't really love the Drummond fit either. I know that there have been some rumblings about the strength of the five of the Clippers roster. And
it's one of the strongest in the league, I would say.
I gotta be honest, I just don't see this as any sort of improvement.
No. He's having a good time, though.
He's having a good time.
I will give Leo Sepkowitz that. He's having a fun time. I respect the dealings.
Yeah.
And the wheeling and dealing. I'm always going to respect someone who's...
But maybe just let Larry take the wheel. You know?
Lawrence Frank's just DMing him a bunch like, what are you doing? You're ruining my legacy. Could you? What would you do if you saw that you had a DM from Lawrence Frank asking you about something?
And it's all caps. Said? You're ruining my legacy.
Yeah.
I'd delete my Twitter.
I'd throw my phone into the wall.
Delete my Twitter. The man is probably right. He's probably right.
Yeah, if Lawrence Frank tells me that I'm ruining his legacy, I'm going to be like, wow, whatever I'm doing is... I'm doing something right, but also horribly wrong. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking the Clippers not opening up their practice facilities yet, as well as Lou Williams' seemingly favorite beer. It's all over the place over here.
But first, Charles, I've been trying to read books, but I just don't have enough time.
And you kind of, there's a thing, reading itself, for you, it's a little...
Yeah, it hurts my eyes.
It hurts your eyes. Okay, that's all. You need to check out Blinkist.
All right. What's Blinkist?
Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen.
Oh.
So you can listen to it.
Oh, my eyes are already relieved.
Yeah. Your eyes are closed every single episode we record, so you don't have to use them with the show notes, which your memory is so impressive that it works, but not everyone should try this. You can read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our Locked On Clippers audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA to try it free for 7 days and save 25% on your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/NBA to start your 7-day free trial. You'll save 25% off, but only when you sign up at their website, not some subsidiary like Blinkist.org. Blinkist.com/NBA.
All right, so now we're back with shavings, and I guess the biggest news piece...
Shave.
The biggest shave, yes, thank you. The cleanest shave.
Yeah, the cleanest shave.
Is the Clippers will not be opening their team facilities yet.
Yeah, according to Adnotorious OHM, said the Clippers didn't reopen their facilities over the weekend, something we kind of talked about maybe happening on Friday. Are you cool with the cautious approach?
Of course, how can I not be?
Yeah, what are we going to say, no?
Like... I want them to open it, I want them to do... skins on skins practices.
What's the opposite of a mask? That's what I want. I want the opposite of people wearing masks.
Yeah, I want them like singing very closely to each other's faces.
I want them wearing that suit in Rocket Man, where like takes air from the outside and it puts it into the suit. I want everyone wearing that, sucking air in from the outside directly into that. No, I'm fine with it. Like, they can't do team drills anyway.
No.
You can't have everybody in there, which is what the Clippers need the most.
No. I guess my only hesitation in not opening the facilities is if this is going to financially affect any of the training staff or anybody around that. Because if so, that sucks.
We haven't seen anything about it, but based on my fandom, I would assume that all of those people are being paid the same.
I would hope so. I don't see
mainly because we haven't seen anyone tweet about that not being the case.
Yeah, I just don't see any reason for you to not take care of those kinds of employees. But that would be...
I don't see a reason, of course. Yeah, I mean, the reason you have to, yeah.
Yeah, that would be my only reservation is if it were to affect any of the, like, the kind of staff or the people involved financially. Because that does suck, man. That's a huge blow and a huge shout-out out there and thoughts to everybody who's making it through this time, so...
Do you think the Clippers are still honoring all their... Because, like, Ballmer talked about how they had a contract with someone for, like, T-shirts that was, like, $250K, and he was still honoring it. Do you think they're doing that with all the... Because, like, every Clippers practice, there's Chick-fil-A or Homestate. So do you think they're still just getting Homestate delivered just to, like, various staffers just so they can honor those contracts?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that has to be a contract.
I don't know. Chick-fil-A is a terrible organization, but I do hope the workers are getting...
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, Homestate, like, because Homestate was at Media Day, so that's a contract, you'd assume.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe he just... Maybe Ballmer just got a lot of gift cards that year.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what happened. I had a great
30 year. People sent me a Homestate gift card, so
shit.
I guess we're going to get that for the media.
Yeah, media gets it. All right. Everyone loves Homestate now. What do you think Ballmer's favorite food is? Is it cottage cheese? And apricots, whatever that weird ass...
I assume it's like some sort
What's
of
that
shake.
Freak cottage cheese combination people like?
Oh, like cottage cheese and peaches?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Cottage cheese isn't bad.
No, it's just weird if it's your favorite food.
It's really hot, so it sounds kind of gross to me right now.
It's just a weird favorite food to have.
Favorite?
No one's favorite food is cottage cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably gets Dick's flown to him on a plane.
Dick's hamburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you not lucky enough to have experienced Dick's cheeseburgers, it's a regional chain, specifically pretty much in Seattle. There's one in Spokane, but it's not
It's a Seattle mainstay. Yeah.
It's fantastic cheeseburgers. Dude, how sick of a flex would it be if Ballmer put a Dick's Cheeseburgers in the new Clippers arena?
It'd be wild.
Oh, that would be so
tight. It would be wild.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. Well, I have something to obsess about for the rest of quarantine.
Do you think they have better fries than In-N-Out? Yeah. No, the bar is low. In-N-Out...
Burger King has better fries.
Come at me if you want, but In-N-Out's fries are trash.
Burger King has better fries than In-N-Out. And I hate Burger King.
Burger King has the worst fries, so I don't know if they're better than In-N-Out.
In-N-Out's there, okay.
You always get the stupid onion ring. Get out of here.
The onion ring is dumb. But so do we think the Clippers are just going to wait until there's like a full-on plan in place for the season to resume before they do this?
Definitely. I expect them to be some of the most cautious. I mean, not only because of where we are.
With everything that's happened, it's like, what are you going to do? Like,
yeah. And partially because of where we are regionally. You know, Los Angeles is expected to be the last place in California that will relax, stay-at-home stuff. They'll definitely follow that trend. And also, like, I don't know. These are two huge franchises, that... I don't know. I don't see any reason to rush.
They got to follow the classic, the William the Opinion Updike mantra that everyone should be using for things they want to do during the quarantine, which is...
What's that?
Why now?
Oh, yeah. Why now?
Just why now?
Why now?
If there's something you truly, really want to do during the shelter in place, just think those two... Just why now?
Why now?
Can I wait? Why now? One last thing. Lou posted on his Instagram story... That he doesn't drink beer, but if he did, it would be Crowns and Hops Hazy Pale Ale. Is this the most intense beer for someone to drink who's not a beer drinker?
Okay, so I just want a quick shout out. Just hazy pale ales in general. I'm not
much
an
much better than regular IPAs.
I'm not an IPA fan. If you have a friend who loves just swilling down IPAs and you
Hannah,
know,
my girlfriend Hannah loves it. My brother-in-law, they could just
you don't want them to turn their nose up at you with your childish taste. Just say, what if we got a hazy IPA? That'd be pretty cool, right?
Hazy's pretty good. I've tried some interesting things with notes of peach.
So I think that the fact that it's a hazy makes a little bit more sense. If you're not a beer drinker, I don't know how you're not just going ice cold Modelo.
Yeah, like if you don't drink beer, I would never be like, yeah, give me the hazy IPA as someone who never drinks beer.
Shout out if you do have to like spend time with some beer drinkers, hazy IPAs are a good choice.
Yeah, I like sours every now and then.
They're just, I feel like the weather's likeliness of liking it and getting it right is so narrow.
Very narrow. True.
There's one brewery that I've ever liked sours from.
So. What do we think Lou's favorite alcoholic beverage is?
I assume it's, I don't know. I guess I thought that I thought that he might be like kind of a whiskey guy, but
I thought he was kind of a rum guy because Malibu sponsors a lot of his parties.
See, rum would also make sense.
It's the vibe.
It's a good mixer. Great cocktail.
Or
drink.
I thought if you asked Will what his favorite drink is, he'd give you an answer of something like whatever's cold and in my cup. Where you'd be like, "You son of a bitch!
Yeah.
You got me right there, you cool guy."
Yeah,
that seems like that, like one of those answers.
I mean, he'll definitely rip some shots of tequila.
I think the man enjoys ripping a shot or two.
Do you think he's a cocktail guy or like a neat guy or a? I think he's a cocktail guy, but
I think he's such a cool human.
It's dependent.
It's just what it's just like. Oh, we're doing this.
It's whatever fits. Yeah, it's whatever fits the mood.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, man, what a hero.
It's the end of Lou. It was the end of Lou Will week.
Oh yeah,
there was some fantastic content from there. I'm not sure who the Clippers Twitter pick is for this week, for Clippers Twitter Media Week on Twitter, but check
could
it out.
Be me.
It might be you, dude. They're just gonna play that one clip of you asking Doc about wine. Doc's gonna be like, "I was nervous."
No, hit me with varietals. No, like...
But go check that. Yeah, Ramona Shelbourne came to your defense in that, which is really tight. No, go check out the Clippers Twitter. All of the media people are still producing the best content of any team in the NBA.
Yeah, go ahead and also check out all your local beat writers. If they don't have Clipper stuff for you, they will have great news articles for you on their feed.
Venmo them a couple bucks. I don't know.
Yeah, if their Venmos are in their bio, why don't you hit them with a couple bucks?
Yeah, but if not, maybe just chill. Wednesday's episode might have a guest. Definitely we'll be answering some Twitter Tuesday questions.
That's right.
You can go
That's right.
Ahead.
Send those questions. Send those over to @LockedOnClips.
Yes. And, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, thank you all so much for sticking by us. One more week down, one more week to go before the Clippers come back.
That's right. Charles's mustache is getting longer by the week, growing fuller by the week. I hope you can hear it on the podcast.
It still doesn't look very good, if I'm being totally honest.
It's getting there.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We can't wait to just, I don't know, see you guys again, talk about actual basketball results. It's been a rough journey, but thank you all so much for sticking with us.
Yeah.
You can find us on iTunes.
That's right.
Spotify, Deezer.
Yep.
Bloomberg Pods, which might be defunct.
Bloomberg Pods.
Burn Pods.
Google Pods.
Google Pods. Ottoman Pods. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.